Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study on the home, we were talking about an evil spirit using the truth to break up the home. Let's continue with that subject today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
An evil spirit will use the truth if the truth will break up the home. But whether it's a lie or the truth, a spirit of jealousy is a real devil spirit, and it is not a holy type of spirit. And Satan will try to bring that spirit into a home to disrupt it, to rob it of joy and trust, to even break up the home. My friend, it's not just jealousy. Sometimes it's a spirit of anger. It's a spirit of lying. It's a spirit of greed. It's a spirit of selfishness and a host of others. That's why our text said in 1 John 4:1, we are to try the spirits. Realize that a jealous spirit is not of God, especially when there's no proof. Oftentimes in today's society, the spirit of jealousy is the result of having allowed your own mind to wander where it simply should not be. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think, that is constantly think, on these things. You see, a lot of times, jealousy or these other attitudes just suddenly pop up because our mind is not dwelling on the things that are honest, that are true, that are just, that are pure, that are lovely and of good report and virtue. So as a result, Satan's getting the victory. And too often that happens more so with women than men, although it happens on both sides. So we see Satan is trying to reverse the headship, and he's trying to lead your home into moral impurity. And then the third thing we realize is that Satan will try to destroy the home even as an angel of light. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 through 15, we find that it speaks of religious deception. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Now, he's saying that Satan's people, his evil spirits, can transform themselves into be varying religious and looking so right. I've known a couple of different people that have made the home a major issue in a teaching or preaching ministry. And it's almost as if the majority of the Bible is about the home. Now, of course, the majority of the Bible is for the home in the sense that what the Bible teaches is true for the home, the church, the individual, what have you. It should be true of us at church. For example, the Bible instructs us about kindness and gentleness and long-suffering. Those things should be exercised in the home. So in that respect, those things are home-based as well as church-based and just life-based. Now, the reason I mention people that have had ministries is just major on the home is I've seen some of those same people end up with divorced homes. We're still in the flesh, my friend. We still have an old nature. Your home will never reach perfection. Your home, my home, can break up if we get away from the Lord. So you still have the old nature. You're still going to get upset with your mate. And you're going to be unjust sometimes in the things that you do. And your mate's going to still make some of the same mistakes. You must decide if you're going to trust some Christian psychobabble or if you're going to trust the Lord through His Word. Now, a lot of this Christian psychobabble tells you if you do this, then the other person will automatically do that. You do this, do that, do this, and boy, your marriage will be so much better. Sometimes people do those things, but it rules out a free will, and that other person doesn't respond rightly, and then your attitude is that our marriage is very bad. In Psalms 119, verse 24, it says, "Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors." Well, what are the testimonies of God? It's His Word, the Bible. You have 66 counselors under the direction of the Holy Spirit in that you have a book with 66, a Bible with 66 books in it. In Psalms 121, it says, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help." Where do you look from help? Well, unto the hills. And He makes it more clear in the next verse. "My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber." Now, my friend, He made the heavens and the earth. He made you in the respect that He made Adam. He gave personality. He gave all of those things. My friend, you can't do better than God. Now, where are you looking for counsel? To the Spirit of God? Or from some of this psychobabble of today? The Greek word psychikos, from which we get psychology, is translated sensual in the book of Jude. And that's one of the predictions of the last days, is that men would be sensual. Psychology, that even among Christians, a Christian psychology would dominate instead of the Spirit of the Lord. And by the way, there has also been created doctrine today that is not in line with the Scriptures. And as a result, it's messing up homes. And a lot of it grows out of these home seminars. Now, I'm not opposed to Christian men standing for the Lord. For example, and I'm not saying this with accusation against this man, I'm using him because he's in front of everybody on a national basis. But psychologist James Dobson has probably done many good things. But as a Christian, you need to remember he is a Nazarene. He's not an independent Baptist. He's not a fundamentalist. He's an evangelical, a new evangelical. So you're in a fundamental church, and your pastor teaches one thing from the Word of God, but he comes out on the radio with a philosophy that sounds good. Understand, Satan can even take people, and as a minister there, he can take them and deceive them. Just like we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, that he can transform them as ministers of righteousness, but yet it's not actual righteousness. So you don't take what he says over a pastor, nor your pastor over him. Rather, what saith the Lord? See, let God be true and every man a liar, because it's our relationship with the Lord that is the most important relationship that we have in life. It's even more important than the relationship with your mate. Now, whether it's James Dobson or some other so-called Christian psychologist, most often they're not theologians. And you'll find that you may have a pastor with a Bible school diploma that's had more Bible than they have. You better go with the one that's sticking with the Bible and the Word of God. On the other hand, we can sometimes swing too far in another direction. One of the things I see today as a doctrine that is not in the Bible is that divorced people cannot be forgiven. Now, I know some that will not let anybody that's ever been divorced, whether it's before their salvation or after salvation, they will not let them serve anywhere in the church. I had a lady that visited our church and ended up joining our church, and she was just so happy. She'd been divorced 20 years earlier, now had a separate family and everything. The family had gotten saved. But in her former church, they wouldn't let her even help in the nursery because she had been divorced. And my friend, that is just wrong. God is still greater than all our sin. I have an entire message I've preached on dealing with the subject of divorce. I'm not going to do that now or in this series. But I will say this, a divorced man cannot, although he may be forgiven, he cannot be a pastor. He cannot be a deacon. Now, I don't see that the Bible declares they can't work in a nursery, they can't work in a bus route, or they can't sing in the choir. I don't see any other restrictions. The Bible is our guidebook. Now, I don't praise God that we've got men and women in our church that have been divorced. I don't praise God for their divorce, but I do praise God for the fact that He's taken them, He's cleaned them up, He's forgiven them, and He's using them in a mighty way to serve the Lord, and many of them are winning souls to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's not forget King David. King David, boy, he didn't have just one wife, he had many wives. And yet he wrote scripture after his sin with Bathsheba was forgiven. He had the joy of his salvation restored. God separates our sin as far as the east is from the west. Now again, in this lifetime, there are certain consequences to sin. If a man robs a bank, he can be forgiven, he can get saved and be forgiven, but he still needs to go to jail for robbing the bank. And you've been divorced, you're not going to be a pastor, you're not going to be a deacon if a church is right. But that doesn't mean you can't serve the Lord. Now, Satan can take someone, he can tempt them, and in a moment mess up an entire lifetime. Ladies, let me warn you, outside the home activity should only be strictly business if it involves being around other men. Be careful of men who constantly compliment you about your hair, your dress, and the activities that you do. Even if it's in a religious setting. And whether you are a man or a woman, your purity's 1,000 times more important than eating and bathing. In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, it says, "Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Oh, yes, you may have entered into the red and scarlet sin of adultery. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands.